Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning show.
Okay, so like, one more sleep and weekend. We into that? This week has kind of flown by, has it not?
It's been good.
Am I wrong?
Look at her go. Look at her go.
So it's 9 degrees right now, going up to 12 today, 23 tomorrow. Have you ever remembered an October 23rd where we hit 23 degrees? That will be tomorrow. It's going to rain all day today, though, unfortunately. So tomorrow, though, it's going to be sunny and gorgeous and amazing. As TJ likes to call it, headache weather.
Talking about it in the studio this morning.
Headache weather.
We're like, it's going to be gorgeous outside. DJ's like, well, I'm going to have to stay inside and probably have a headache.
The youngest one on the show suddenly becomes the oldest. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm worried about your guys' health.
In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ,
tomorrow is apparently New Music Friday from Ariana Grande. You might remember last week she tweeted out of nowhere, like, I can't wait to give you guys my new album this month. And everyone, you know, collectively lost their mind. Well, yesterday she posted a countdown timer on her website.
Mm.
And so this new single is coming out tomorrow. It's called Positions. Positions, yeah.
Ooh. Positions. Jax, what about you?
Do ya? I kind of think that this is neat. Cabana continues to evolve. So now what they're doing, so as you remember, Cabana down on the waterfront, down at Polson Pier, they reset themselves and they became like a restaurant with that huge space that they have. Now they're going to become a mega 5,000 square foot heated space.
Love.
For the winter, yeah.
Love.
So yeah, they're going to have natural gas blowers located outside of the tent. They're going to be able to hold 200 people spaced 6 feet apart. Like, it's going to be really well spaced. And they're even having this installation put in called Tron that looks like a constant sunset.
Oh,
like, it's really cool.
You can't stop Cabana.
I know, Cabana. Like,
it's going to be like if we ever hit the apocalypse, it'll be apocalypse in Cabana.
Yeah, club apocalypse. It's wild. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That is very cool. Yeah. Producer Jesse, what's up?
Yesterday, I checked out David Letterman's Netflix show where he interviews a bunch of celebrities.
So good.
Yeah.
And the Kim Kardashian episode is a must watch.
Really?
She begins the interview by talking about her family's relationship with OJ because her dad was OJ's lawyer. And she had the entire Kardashian family went on vacation with The Simpsons.
What?
And Nicole Brown a week before Nicole Brown's death. And there's like vacation photos of Kim and Nicole.
What?
And then she talks about how they, after the trial, like as the lawyer, her dad is leaving the trial, she went over to their house and there's paparazzi photos of her going into the OJ's house.
Wow.
It's incredible. Must watch.
I gotta watch that, yeah.
You know, it's interesting with all that's going on in her world, you know, that she had time to do this interview, but I guess it was recorded before.
It was, yes.
Holy smokes. She is a lot more interesting than people give her credit for.
Also, happy belated. It was her 40th yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Happy birthday. It's the weekend. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This is such good news. Netflix says most of its 2021 projects will not be delayed or canceled.
Yes.
And this is according to their co-CEOs, who you would assume would know these type of things. They did say that there will be a few minor exceptions and some releases may arrive later in the year than initially planned, but still great news that we're getting some content next year, because it was a dark world to imagine where they just released everything and then they couldn't film anything this year, so we were going to get nothing, and then you'd have to do the whole quarantine thing, you know, without entertainment.
You know,
but that's not happening.
You know, it's just around the river bend. You, the new season of You.
Oh!
Yeah. That's coming.
I got to
stop Zoom calls.
I have not seen an episode of it. Maybe I should watch.
It's terrible, but it's so good.
The most attractive Halloween costume is apparently a funny one. That's it. Just wear a funny costume, and that is the most attractive costume you can wear. This is according to a new survey by Dating.com, a trusted name in dating statistics. They say almost 3/4 of people say funny costumes are the most attractive. The distant runners-up were cute costumes and scary costumes, and more than half of people say political costumes are the least attractive. It's weird that sexy costumes aren't even mentioned on this list.
Really? They're not?
Yeah, it's bizarre. The survey also found that 1 in 5 singles use a picture of them in a Halloween costume as one of their online profile pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
I think I haven't seen a lot of that, but I don't know. I haven't. I have you seen that? Like when you were on apps?
Oh yeah, girls love to bust out their sexy costumes.
I can remember that.
I don't, like, where's anybody going this year? Like, where are you going in a Halloween costume?
You're not going anywhere now.
Walking
costume.
Around your house. Walking to the bathroom.
For Instagram. Yeah, okay. Literally true. It's for the gram this year.
That's true.
Hey, we're going to spend less on the holidays this year, but still going to average spending around $1,400. So yay us. 4 in 10 people say they're going to hang on to their cash more this holiday season, which is the biggest drop since the Great Recession. But we're also going to spend 7% less. So around $1,387 per household. And that includes everything from gifts, decorations, to food, and plane tickets, air quotes. Mm. We'll see if that's true.
We'll see about that. Maybe vouchers.
Yeah.
You can buy a voucher, right? You can hope and pray.
For Zoom Premium so you can see your family.
Yeah.
True.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
TikTok is both the best and the worst, but I think I got one of the good versions for you. So this is different celebrities. And I'm having issues bringing it up here. Different celebrities stubbing their toes. And I want to know if you can remember, if you can recognize some of these people, because obviously they play on this radio station.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm bringing up the first one here.
Oh, baby!
Ari.
Yeah, sorry.
Ariana Grande. Okay, all right, all right.
Ay, Dios mío.
Shakira?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Shakira because I feel safe with
Shakira
TJ.
Is right.
Yeah.
All right. next celebrity to stub their toe.
Brittany. It's Brittany. I know her sweet cadence.
These are really good.
Good impressions,
yeah,
right?
Really, really good.
Celebrity stubbing their toes. Now, okay. So the next one's going to be really hard.
All right.
But I think once you hear it and then I tell you who it is, because I don't think you're going to guess this one, but you can try. Then you're going to be like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Halsey.
Can I hear it one more time?
No.
Okay, Adam.
I can't actually rewind it. It's a TikTok.
True, okay. I don't know.
I'm really good at this.
Right?
Put me on a game show.
Okay, next one. Yeah. Ready? Mariah,
yeah,
for sure. Okay,
I don't know why I'm screaming them. I'm so excited. This is fun.
This is fun. Yeah. Next one.
I guess right.
Who do you think? Who do you think that was?
Doja Cat.
No.
What? I would say Mariah again.
No, Camila Cabello.
Oh yeah.
Kind of works, right?
Yeah.
Bible, that was so rude.
I don't know who that is.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, I
when they say
was
Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I guess it's just people she does think.
Can I ask you a real question?
Yeah.
How deep were you in the internet when you found these? Like, where were
Jax,
you?
What you need to understand is Adam and I have our own text.
I know chat. You do. You guys have your own group chat. Wait,
no, because if we included you in it, you'd be mad at us all the time.
Yeah.
It's all the inappropriate TikToks that we send to each other.
Are you guys sending each other gross stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's dark. It's just dark.
Really dark.
You know
and
what?
Usually Star Wars related as well.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. Please don't include me.
Okay. You ready? Next one. Next one. Oh, come on.
Come on, old girl.
How?
That's the last one. Who is that?
I would have thought that was Halsey.
Lana Del Rey.
Not Lana Del Rey. Close-ish. Jax?
Dua Lipa.
No. Billie Eilish.
Billy!
Yeah. Yeah, Billy's a tough one to do, I think. I've not seen a great impression of Billie Eilish yet.
I think her Ari impression was pretty spot on.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah, she's
very good. Wow. She's like, of course, 18 and extremely talented. Oh, you're like, yeah, it's great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto designers have invented a blanket wrap for eating on patios, which is a great idea. Obviously, restaurants need their help, and the only way you can really do that in downtown is sitting on a patio. Mm-hmm. You're getting colder, and you stay warm. So what is being described as a must-have for social distancing, local designers have come up with a blanket wrap, which is essentially just a blanket with armholes. Picture a Snuggie, but without the arms. The Toronto-based label Comregs is behind the idea, and it's made from a mix of warm materials and comes with a drawstring neckline and pouch pocket. Each blanket is one of a kind and will cost you.
Yeah.
Here it comes. $350.
Hey, there it is.
$350. Like, it says Supreme right across it.
It would have to.
Yeah.
I better say Ferrari on it.
Oh. I don't know.
You don't. Well, you don't know.
You don't know what.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear about something. I 100% do not have the money to get this, but I'm on their website right now, and like I don't hate it. It looks very cozy.
Yeah, but if you were to take two Snuggies and put them together,
yeah,
and they're and like the more Snuggies you buy, the less the price is. Yeah. So it's like $10 for one, but for two, it's like we'll give them to you for 3 cents.
Snuggies company slogan is "Get these out of here."
Get these out of here. We can't afford to warehouse these. So if you got a Snuggie for the front and a Snuggie for the back, and you put the armholes through the armholes, you'd have the same thing.
But they're cute, and they have pockets.
Yeah, but
and
Jack, this is also Toronto too. People want to pay the premium price for something.
Like it looks like a cozy witch cape. I don't hate it. I don't know, guys.
Adam, what would be the price that you would pay?
$20.
That's really?
Well, it's a blanket.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Maybe if it's a bougie blanket, like if it's one of those blankets where it's like, I'm pulling this blanket out because
like a Hudson's Bay blanket.
Yeah, because I'm pulling this blanket out because I need to impress the people that are coming over. But that's the blanket you normally leave to the side, and you use your ratty blanket for when you're actually hanging out on the couch. If it's like nice one, then I'd be like $100. $100 is fair.
Guys, that's hang good. On. There's a mud flap at the bottom.
For what?
For the mud?
In case you're walking through the mud in your witch
mudding?
Cape.
If you're mud.
I don't know.
If you're Jeep out,
if
you're
mud. Spend the weekend in Durham region.
I'm going to miss a car payment, guys. I'm going to get the blanket wrap.
Guys, I'm going to Clarendon with my $350 blanket. Jeez.
Oh, damn.
This city refuses to not be ridiculous.
I know.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we all remember Fire Festival, right?
Remember that, and that was the worst thing that happened today?
A simpler time, May 2017.
My God. It's crazy. It feels like years ago.
Our biggest concern was getting water at the festival.
One of the things that, you know, there's been a couple of documentaries made about this. Obviously, very famous ones. But one side that we haven't gotten that I don't think anyone cares to get, but you're going to get it anyway, is the side of Billy McFarland, the actual organizer of the festival, who is currently sitting in jail. He was sentenced to only 26 months in federal prison, which is pretty interesting. Ja Rule didn't get anything. Mm. According to Forbes, Billy McFarland is starting a podcast.
Stop it.
And... he's going to express remorse throughout the podcast with phone calls to the host. And he's going to talk about his 3-month stint in solitary confinement, forced reflection on his mistakes and the people he hurt. And he says, I'm aware of the pain and suffering that I caused, and I was completely wrong and stupid. When I think about the mistakes that were made and what was happening, there's no way that I can describe it other than just what the F was I thinking.
How long has he been in jail?
Well, it was 26 months. I think he's actually out now.
Okay.
I think he was. I remember when he was released because I think his parents picked him up and they made like a big deal about that. Like the press made.
I was going to say, because if he's still impersonated, he's 100% doing this to cut off time. Because if you show remorse.
Yeah,
for sure. Like if you show like a will to change, and especially because he's, you know, privileged, he could get out quicker.
I would listen to this.
Don't.
Like, yeah, listen, because here's the thing. You can tell from the documentaries that there's something with him where he's got this, he's got the gift of sales, no question, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that Jordan Belfort, like Wall Street thing.
Yeah.
Some people just have it, and he's got it. And I would just want to try for my own self, and this is just my own interest, going, how sincere do I think he would be?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you listen to people that you know are sort of phony to be like, are you actually being sincere this time? Can I pick up on the fact that you're not? You know what I mean? You almost put yourself to the test. That's why I would listen to this. Sounds ridiculous.
Well, as somebody who was also blessed with the exact same level of charm as the guy who put together the Fyre Festival,
I gotta tell you, Adam,
it's a blessing and a curse.
Is it?
Yeah.
I am curious to know how much money he still owes people. Because he owes a lot of like ticket holders, a lot of investors.
$26 million.
Okay, cool. How about you pay that back? Then make a podcast, my darling.
He has committed 100% of the profits from the podcast towards this $26 million he owes.
Oh, good. Chipping away at
now,
it, are we?
I have a podcast, and I can tell you, $26 million is that's a stretch.
It's gonna be a while.
He's gonna have to do a lot of podcasting.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
On Wednesday, the provincial government said over $24 million is going to be dedicated to mental health services for Ontario youth.
Woo!
Which is a great thing.
Incredible.
They said the investments will go towards hiring additional staff, increasing access to counseling and therapy, creating new programs to help manage stress, depression, and anxiety, and address eating disorders and other challenges facing children and youth. It's a great cause. We got new Ariana Grande coming out on Friday, and we know that because she posted a countdown on her website this week. So last week, out of nowhere, Ari just tweeted, "Can't wait to give you my album this month." And then everyone said, "Wait a minute, this month is this month." And then she posted the countdown, which is ending tomorrow. So everyone's hypothesizing that her new single, Positions, will be out. The website also features a second countdown ending on October 30th, which everyone, again, is hypothesizing is when the album will be out. The second wave is upon us, so what are people buying? Well, according to the internet, outdoor fire pits, cozy sheets, design-forward office solutions, multi-cookers and Dutch ovens, dishes for the long haul, Nespresso machines, pianos, and houseplants. There's at least three of those things on this list that I have bought myself.
I bought the outdoor fire pit.
Yeah, same.
I have the Nespresso machine now, which I'm very excited about. It's just a life-changing thing. But I don't use it too much because I'm afraid of going to buy more pods. I'm on the starter set. And
yeah.
I know that the pods are kind of expensive.
They're not cheap.
So I'm like, you know, I'm going to just slowly make my way through this and the rest of it, I'll just use my grind coffee.
I have a buddy that makes them.
What?
He's like my third cousin.
He can make the pods.
Don't listen to
he has a shed in his backyard, and that's been his quarantine hobby.
I know there are YouTubers who like
Adam, just buy the pods.
This seems like a lot of work, man. Like just buy the pods or don't. Like
TJ, buy them off Corey.
I got a guy who makes pods. It's so sketchy.
Yeah. Does it in his shed in his backyard? I told you. I'll give you his phone number after this. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And I got some news for you. If you didn't pay attention in school, it's probably why you're single.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
You were too busy paying attention to attractive people in your class rather than paying attention to the lessons. Turns out, if you wanted to have a happy partnership, you should have been paying attention to math.
Really?
Yeah, a new study says children's behavior as kids correlate to their marital status as adults.
Okay.
According to the child psychology and psychiatry.
I learned that word in grade 10, so it makes sense.
We show that children related their elementary school teachers as being, We show that children rated by their elementary school teachers as being anxious or inattentive were most likely to remain unpartnered from the age of 18 to 35 years. Now, I'm not sure if that counts as you've had a few girlfriends and boyfriends or whatever, or, you know, you married and divorced, but children rated as aggressive oppositional, those who fight, bully, and disobey were more likely to separate and return to unpartnered status.
Oh, God.
Good God.
Disobedient.
And conversely, pro-social children were rated as being kind, helpful, and considerate, showed more sustained partnerships across early adulthood.
So that makes sense. I talked too much.
Yeah, I did
too. As a child, I wasn't anxious. I mean, not that they told me. I don't think they used the word anxiety as much in the early 90s.
I never heard that word until 5 years ago.
But I was definitely anxious.
Back then, it was like, what's your problem?
Yeah. Slow down. Stop talking. Stop looking out the window. But I was definitely like, anxious, didn't listen. And I'm 32 and definitely have quite a few failed relationships. But it says till 35, right?
Till 35.
Okay, here I come, 35.
3 more years and you're set.
Fresh. I'm fresh out of the oven divorced. So
that means you were disobedient as a child.
And very loud. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking that this is my opportunity. The next 3 years are my opportunity to be, to be better.
Is that the word we're going to use? Be better?
Be better.
TJ, you're the one in the successful long-term relationship relative to this show, which is 6 months.
Yeah.
what was your behavior like in school so we can predict how this is going to end for you?
But I also wasn't a great student either, so I'm predicting not well, I guess, because I was also always making a lot of noise and starting a ruckus. But I also wasn't a very good student. Like, right. I scraped by every grade.
Now, does your girlfriend Val listen every morning?
Yes.
So she knows how this ends then, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Val, hope you're having a great morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so Jax yesterday text messaged us and was just like, "Hey, guys, I was Googling Chubbies," and we're like, whoa.
That is not what I said.
It is.
Weird. And,
no, it's not.
But apparently, she was talking about a particular soda that we grew up with.
Yeah.
Those little chubby sodas.
Yeah. So I didn't know if it was just Nova Scotia thing, but I was thinking, because it's the time of year where you get treats, I was thinking, where's Chubby Pop at? Remember Chubby Pop?
I do remember Chubby Pop.
I do.
Like little green ones. I love the orange, the purple power. I used to like, because I have little hands too, right? So it works out in so many ways. There's banana flavored pineapple. I love Chubby Pops. They're so cute.
So we're kind of talking about, you know, whether that was a thing here and was, and it was a thing in Nova Scotia as well. And
worldwide, Chubby worldwide. So
I don't think you can find them anymore. Can you?
You can't.
Producer Jesse says you can.
No Frills has got
Man, No Frills has always got everything.
No Frills is up. Yeah, they know what's up. Now, the thing is, that got us kind of talking about things that we used to eat, like, especially around this time of year, right? Because I actually, there was a neighbor, there was a couple houses in my neighborhood that would give away pop, like Chubby's, for Halloween. Because those are, believe it or not, a lot of the times way cheaper than giving away candy.
Oh, 100%.
Because they're like 10 cents, right? They're to nothing. So they would just pop that in and, like, I get to bring them to school the next day, and I'd like trade colors with my friends, and then we'd be literally on a sugar high for the rest of recess
for 4 days.
Yeah, just
like you get three for a buck, Chubbies.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
So do you work for Chubbies?
I freaking wish.
I love all their new flavors.
Now it doesn't have to be discontinued, but what do you love? What did you love from your childhood that you cannot find anymore anywhere? It could be pop, it could be chips, it could be candy, anything that's terrible for you.
I don't know if it still exists because I haven't really been looking for it much, but Fun Dip.
Oh, Fun Dip definitely still exists.
Does it? Are you sure? Because I haven't seen it in forever.
I had
that
like last month.
Dunkaroos. I can't find Dunkaroos anymore.
I don't think Dunkaroos are in Canada anymore. Yeah.
No, but they're coming back to the States.
Okay, producer Jesse keeps talking like he knows here. Your microphone is on now. You don't have to yell.
I don't know.
Are there Dunkaroos here?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought you were getting all excited about this.
No.
I thought, okay.
But I loved Fun Dip. Even though I hated Fun Dip because it tasted awful, but Fun Dip was like a fun activity.
Shut his mic off.
It tasted terrible.
It tastes like candy sugar.
No, it was bad. And then so you would like
what
get
was
this.
The line? What was the green one? It was like it looked like nuclear waste.
It tasted like a battery. And then the worst part was like so you get your little stick, which also not very good, and it hurt your teeth to bite into, and then we kind of dissipate.
Oh, no.
So then what you do is you lick your finger, and then you get in the corner because all the powder get caught in the corner of the package. Right. So you're not even getting your money's worth.
Now you get your tongue in there.
Now would you chew the stick? Would you chew the stick or would you like let it melt down?
I chew the stick.
Okay.
Only now, animals let it melt.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys remember Orbitz with a Z?
Yes.
The gum? Yeah?
No. No, the juice. Do we call it a juice or water?
Yes, I do remember that.
So it was like this, like mid-90s drink, and it had like flavor bubbles in it.
I remember those, but
they were disgusting, and they tasted like styrofoam, but they were so cool.
Now there's we were getting a ton of texts.
Oh, are we?
In.
Yeah.
3D Doritos, Big Red Chewing Gum, Black Bart Gum. I don't think I've ever heard of Black Bart Gum. Don't know what that is.
3D Doritos.
I'm going to throw this at you, okay? There was two drinks that I miss that I was addicted to at one point. Okay, first one, Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
Which was like a Mountain Dew knockoff, but it had more sugar and more green color. It was like the Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors where Homer is glowing. Yeah. You're literally glowing after drinking Mellow Yellow. And I remember too, it sponsored a race car. My dad was a big race fan, so I used to watch that and cheer for the Mellow Yellow car. The second thing that I used to love to drink and was absolutely addicted to, Vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke was so good.
So why did they discontinue? I don't know a single person who didn't like Vanilla Coke.
So I'm fairly certain that Vanilla Coke is still a thing. Yeah. They're really sporadic in Canada,
go to the store.
But they're definitely in the States.
No, they're
in
here.
In the States. Okay, all right.
No, they're here. They have like vanilla. They have like cherry. Like, just go to the corner store.
Oh, okay.
Producer Jesse.
Oh, not everyone. Junk food expert. Skinniest guy on the show, Producer Jesse.
So if you go to like a Wendy's and you see those soda machines that are like really extra and they have all the buttons and
like
everything.
Like at Wonderland.
You can select Vanilla Coke on them.
I find the fountain machines are a little watered down.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying? Relax. Concentrated, real thing, vacuum sealed Vanilla Coke.
Relax.
We had a text come in just now from the 647. I miss Pepsi Blue. Nobody misses Pepsi Blue.
Not even Pepsi Blue misses Pepsi Blue.
I never had it. What was it like?
It just tasted like kind of...
It tastes how the ocean smells.
That is like fish. You ever been to the ocean? We also did just get a text that I have to give a shout out to from the 647. Back to Chubby for a second. Chubby is a soda produced in the great tropical islands of Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah.
Love
and
that.
Yes, it's still made.
Isn't Tang produced down there too?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, 416-872-9999. Is it? No, there's Tang.
Tang and Ting.
416-872-9999. 999-999 to text.
That's a good chat.
You used to have it, drink it, chew it, eat it, whatever, and it was terrible for you, and you can't find it anywhere anymore. Maybe you can find it like Vanilla Coke, and you're just silly like me and don't know that you can go to the fountain machine.
Go to the store, Adam. Just go to the store.
So having your robots do all your bidding and go outside.
It's 999 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You used to love to eat it and drink it, and it was amazing, and now you can't find it anymore. Talking about, like, Halloween candy from the past that you were in love with, that you would love to have today. It would probably taste terrible today, but when you're 8 years old and your taste buds are not really developed yet, it's amazing stuff.
Stefania.
Stefania had Dunkaroos at her wedding. Can you tell us how you incorporated this? Because we can't find them.
Well, they were a special snack I sent my sister to find for our limo bus.
Oh, I love it!
Yeah. There's two other, like, little snacks that I had as a kid that I can't find anymore, though. One of them is Gushers.
Oh. Yo.
Gushers. I can taste a Gusher
insane.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh!
And the second is orange drink from McDonald's.
Oh, the drink.
Have it on Playdate, and I can't find it anywhere.
So now they have orange Fruitopia, and it...
No,
you're wrong.
I know. It's not the same, though.
Orange drink is not the same. Okay.
999-999 if you think Adam and Jack should be hurled into the ocean.
Nobody likes Fruitopia. Not even the people that make Fruitopia are like, this is good.
How dare you?
Do you remember in the 90s when there was a huge rumor that it was made out of bugs, and then they had to be like, that's not true?
I do not remember that.
Okay. Yeah,
it was quite odd on the East Coast.
Damn, okay.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You know, I gotta say, Dunkaroos at the wedding, smooth.
Like,
it's a good call.
But chocolate or vanilla sprinkle? That's what I'd like to know.
Now, I'm a chocolate person, but when it comes to Dunkaroos, vanilla's better.
I know.
Vanilla is way better.
Yeah, you're right.
It is. TJ, what do we got in text?
Text from the 647. I miss McDonald's all-you-can-eat pizza.
Hell yeah.
Man, I think I just missed McDonald's pizza.
It was delicious.
Was it?
It was so good.
One McDonald's apparently left in Illinois.
That makes it?
That still makes it, yeah. Because they're all franchise, right?
Yeah. Looks like we're taking this show on the road, aren't we?
There we go.
One from the 416. Warheads, bubble tape, that frozen popsicle thing that you collect points from the stick.
Frozen
Yeah.
Remember that? Yes, and you'd have to keep those sticky popsicle sticks. My parents would just be like, yeah, we'll keep those. Toss them in the garbage.
I'm going to buy you a hat. You don't need to win one with your popsicle sticks. Yeah, my parents like, get that trash out of our house. Like, ew.
From the 647, remember baby bottle pops? My friends and I would snort it at recess tough
Pardon
times.
Me?
Whoa.
You should do that.
No, I don't think so. That's probably a bad idea.
Speaking of children that you can't trust, jawbreakers. Do you remember that one kid in your school that would always eat a jawbreaker and it would take him like the entire half of the year?
And it would be in a plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd be like, even in grade one, I was like, this isn't hygienic. there's no way.
Yeah, you get back to snorting baby bottle pops.
Yeah.
Like a half-eaten candy and saran wrap. Like, throw that out.
By the way, we got a text at 647. I thought it was Smarties that were rumored to be made from bugs. So just something that people tell kids.
No, yeah. I think
so they get them not to eat it.
I think it may have to do with the dye. I was actually looking into this. Insect dye is used in a lot of candies. So, yeah. Don't go down the portal I just did is what I'm saying. Enjoy your snacks.
Bugs are delicious.
Keep them coming. 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Talking about drinks, snacks, whatever, that you used to drink and eat, and they were terrible for you. But you ate them anyway, and they've disappeared now. Yeah. Tell us yours. I can't believe we missed this one.
Jolt Cola.
Jolt Cola?
Jolt Cola was like the Red Bull of the 90s.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so what you would do is you'd go to the skate park, you'd have like a Joe Louis, and you'd have a Jolt Cola. And the Jolt Cola was like, okay, so you'd have your insane chocolate, and then you'd have, it was like Coca-Cola times 10,000, loaded with caffeine. And you it was getting high before you could get high.
It only came in a bottle, yeah.
And your parents would just be cool with this?
This isn't something that my parents would have ever known, because I was in high school and I was drinking it, so I was like,
bad boy.
Of course I had water, Mom.
And it was like 99 cents, like it was nothing.
Their tagline was, join the Jolt Revolt.
Oh!
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh my God.
Damn, yeah. Okay.
And then the other thing is Sugar Shacks.
What were those?
I live in Oshawa, and we used to have a Sugar Shack. It was just a store that sold candy.
Oh.
Cool.
Damn.
Yeah. I think they've got some in, like, some stores, like shopping malls and stuff where you can get...
This might be
just candy, but
this might be the first time Oshawa has something over on us.
Hey, stop. Sweet Oshawa.
It was actually called the Sugar Shack, and you can go and buy, like, Lola's, you know, those triangles.
Did they have
penny candies, too?
Did they have what, sorry?
Penny candies.
I'm not sure.
No, we had 5-cent candies here, not penny candies.
Oh, penny candies. Oh, yeah. Shut up,
Adam. I'm mad.
Whoa. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Virgin
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
What is this year's most attractive Halloween costume? Well,
it's going really well.
We'll tell you now.
Lucky us.
Yeah. Okay, so what is it, TJ? Like, come on.
This year's most attractive Halloween costume is a funny one. That's it. That's the Halloween costume. According to a new survey from dating.com, a trusted name in dating, they say that 3/4 of people say funny costumes are the most attractive. So just be funny and you're good to go.
You ever hooked up with someone just because they're costume?
I mean, no.
I've hooked up with somebody because they're funny, but not necessarily.
Really?
That's how Jackson and I got together for 2 years.
Yeah. I was Indiana Jones 1 year, and I swear that costume was, I don't know what it was about that costume, but boy, I had a great night.
It was the whip.
It was the whip.
It's always the whip.
It was the damn whip. Which they let me into the bar with in Halifax.
That's so dangerous.
Why would they let me in with a whip?
Well, you have a whip. You clearly have the upper hand. What are they going to tell? Dude, tell a guy with a whip no?
It's true. Good point.
I don't know how we got here.
Yeah.
It's got weird. Anyway, the distant runners-up were cute costumes and scary costumes, and more than half of people say political costumes are the least attractive. The survey also found that 1 in 5 single people will use a picture of them in a Halloween costume as one of their pictures on their online dating profile.
Now, I haven't seen that. Have you guys seen that?
I've seen my travels.
Yeah. Sometimes people want to show off how creative they are, right? Like, and how handy they are.
Because they've done a really good job with it, right?
Yeah, I think if they're, like, cute, like, koalas or, like, bumblebees, that's cute, too. I just like cute costumes.
Yeah, apparently. If you've said the phrase, oh man, I've run out of things on Netflix to watch, and you've been like quietly worried about 2021, don't. Good news, Netflix says most of its 2021 projects will not be delayed. This according to their co-CEO, who obviously would probably know these things. They said that they there will be a few minor exceptions, a few minor delays, and some releases may arrive later in the year than initially planned, but this is great news all around. Imagine how dark the world would be next year if, you know, God forbid, we're still in lockdown. And we're all out of Netflix stuff.
That would be a problem, I think.
It would be a huge problem.
I think we're going to have an issue with that. You know, it's nice to know that that's happening. And the thing is, Toronto's got a huge production scene. There's tons and tons of people that go to work here that, I mean, I know that they're working on Handmaid's Tale here right now.
I think that they're almost shooting stuff. Done.
And they're working on C, which is an Apple Plus show.
Yep. That's why Jason Momoa's been spotted, right?
Right.
He's
so
chilling.
So, you know, it's good that they're still able to do that stuff. Yeah. And you know what? It's those guys have to go through some pretty stringent processes to make sure that they're okay and safe and healthy. And like, I know all the production staff gets tested at least once a week.
Wow. Oh, they're also filming that new Kevin Hart movie here too. Man from Toronto. Yeah,
Man from Toronto. Yeah. Woody Harrelson.
That's right.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's in town right now.
And they're shooting it in Toronto. How nice.
Yeah. Wouldn't it suck if they were like, Man from Toronto, shot in Calgary?
A lot of the time they do that. Yeah. Like New York and stuff. There's a lot of New York shows that are shot here. You see the New York taxis all the time. I don't think New York misses it.
Suits, of course.
They're like, fine, go. Goodbye.
Yeah, whatever. Please
get this
rid of the
congestion
traffic.
Out of here. We're going to spend less this year on the holidays than before, but it's still going to be an average of about almost $1,400. So 4 in 10 people say they're going to hang on to their cash more this holiday season, which is the biggest drop since the Great Recession. But we're only going to spend about 7% less on average. So about $1,387 per household. And that includes everything from gifts to decorations to holiday food and plane tickets. And I say plane tickets in air quotes because who knows. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody meeting the way that Farrah met this guy, Patrick.
Yeah.
But this is so cool. Farrah, can you tell us how you met him and then how you ended up ghosted?
Yeah. So I met Patrick on this dating app called Happn. I don't know if you guys have tried it, but it basically it's an app that it finds you people that is crossed like past in your real life.
I've heard of it and it sounds incredible.
Yeah, so like for example, say you're at Starbucks and you use Happn and the person in front of you also uses Happn, then you'll see their profile the next time you open the app.
So you have to have been within a few meters of each other.
Yeah. And afterwards, so it's like not awkward, but you also are like always keeping an eye out for who's in what store, et cetera. It's really neat.
And it adds to like spontaneity because people always say with dating apps, it's hard to just like swipe through like a catalog, where this way it adds a little bit of realism to it.
Man, this would have been so great if, you know, you could get out.
True.
But you managed it. And you found this guy, Patrick, on Happn.
Yeah, and so it's weird because I've been like so much more aware of people because normally, sure, you know, when you pop up the app, I'm like, did I recognize this person? Because then it's like Tinder and Bumble or whatever right after that. So you get to swipe left and right on them afterwards.
Right.
So, it's different because the profiles you see are only the people that I like. If I went somewhere, but you were just too far of a radius, you won't even come up on my page. So, I mean, I was feeling pretty excited, like, okay, this is my regular routine. So anyways, I live downtown, but, I remember standing behind Patrick, and I was actually at Best Buy. So I was near my parents in Pickering, and so I was at a Best Buy, and that night I matched with him on Happn. And 2 weeks later, we had this little cute FaceTime date because, right now, that's the first time we're meeting people FaceTime. So about 2 weeks later, we had this FaceTime date. Went really, really well. And then last week, we were supposed to meet near my house for, like, a real live dinner date on, like, a patio. I was really excited about, social distance. And then he completely stood me up. So I waited for, like, 30 minutes at the table completely by myself. And Patrick never showed up. Last text was, I'm like, I've never been stood up like that. Mind you, it's already quarantine, and you have to, like, reserve ahead of time. And, with these tables and businesses, and they're trying to, they could have had a table of five instead of me. So I'm sitting here completely alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And his last text was probably, like, an hour or two before the date, and everything was good then, like, texting back and forth. And then he completely ghosted me, and I honestly want to know what's going on. I know he's okay, by the way. I know he's all right because he's been posting on his Instagram.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, there's no reason to ever do that to anybody. It's one thing if you just ghost someone and, like, you don't text them back and phone call. That's gutless itself. But to make somebody go to a place and you have an agreement an hour before you even get there, I do not want to be Patrick.
And I know I did not do anything. Like, when you were asking, fine, I didn't do anything.
No, you don't even need to explain that. Of course you didn't do anything. Like, what could you have done?
Like, during COVID, like, literally, we don't ever get human interaction.
I know.
We're going to get to the bottom of this, 100%.
Okay, so we're going to call him next. Let's get to this song, and then we're calling him.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Farrah met a guy named Patrick, and you'll know how this ends. Ghosted. However, how she met him is very interesting. There's an app I didn't know about. I'm a single guy. I should know about this. Happn. It's an app where you can actually... Farrah, how do you explain it again?
So, like, it's an app where you're only going to see people on that app if they cross paths with you in real life.
That's so wild.
That's a great idea.
So cool. Oh, such a great idea. Also,
and easy.
Everybody's tracking everywhere you are at all times.
Adam, don't do that.
But here's the thing. they're supposed to... They did their first date over FaceTime. And by the way, I've had that request a few times. People have been like, hey, do you want to do, like, switch to WhatsApp and FaceTime? I'm like, no, I don't. Because that's terrifying to me, and I don't know you. I feel like FaceTime is more intimate than an actual date. But you did this, Farrah, for social distancing reasons. Respect that. And then it went well. And then you were going to meet Patrick. And that was going to be cool. But the thing is, you sat in the restaurant that you guys agreed to meet at downtown for half an hour, didn't show up. So what now? What do we do now?
I want to know.
TJ wants to fight.
I just want to defend Farrah.
So, Farrah, one quick thing. I always ask this, but I know the answer. You sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be a bit harsh.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. Let's make the call.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Patrick.
Yeah, this is Patrick.
Patrick, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
How are ya?
I'm okay.
I'm glad you're okay. What's the name Farrah mean to you?
I know a Farrah.
How well?
Not that well.
Right. And that's because you stopped talking to her, right?
Yeah.
You stood her up, right?
Hold on. What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what is this? Oh, this is crazy.
We are calling to get some answers.
Yeah, why did you ghost her, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, hold on. You guys are a radio station, and you're calling me about
Well, we three specifically are not a radio station. Yeah. We are a part of it, but
How about you just tell us what we need to know, my friend?
Yeah.
Okay, look, I don't know why you guys are calling me about this, but I did the right thing, okay?
Oh, did you? So,
can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, show your work.
So I agree to meet Farrah, and she picked some restaurant in downtown Toronto, and I live in Pickering. So I drive all the way over to the city. I'm dealing with traffic. You guys, I guess, know how it is. I don't know if your radio station reaches Pickering, but it is not a short drive.
It does.
It does.
Well, I grew up in Scarborough.
It's not that far, but okay.
Pickering isn't that far.
It's not like you're on Mars, man. Like, oh, I better collect some goods for the journey.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you know what it's like over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not worth the drive. So I'm going to downtown Toronto to meet her at some restaurant, and there's not even parking. So I finally get down there. I'm already kind of peeved. And then I can see the restaurant, and there's no parking anywhere. So I'm freaking raging. And all I can think about is how, if I started dating this girl, it would not be worth this drive all the time. So I decided to save us both the wasted time and energy, and I turned my car around.
Sounds like you're not saying
start.
Yeah. And that's her fault. How?
That's her fault. She picked a restaurant in downtown Toronto. I'm outside the city.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
That's too much
you
of an
okay?
effort.
Let me ask you a question. It's a hard time, isn't it?
You know, is it mean that, like, does that justify you just not even telling her that you're just not going to show
That's
up then?
That's what I have
you
a
You could just leave her
TJ.
Sitting there in the middle of the restaurant alone, Good wondering call. Where you are and what's going on.
That's okay. That's just straight up rude to any human.
Maybe if I could do it again, I would have texted her. But in that moment, all I can think is, all I can think about is how this isn't worth it for me.
Yeah.
And so I did the right thing for me. Yeah, maybe I should have texted her, but whatever. She's going to be okay.
Texted her.
I know what it's like living outside of downtown Toronto. Yeah. I grew up in Scarborough. I know you're in Durham region. I get it. And there's free parking everywhere out there, and that's super cool. Yeah. When you come to downtown Toronto, you got to do a little research. Like, you got to find an address where you're going to eat. You got to find a little bit of an address of where you're going to park. And it takes about as much time as it took to Google the address for the restaurant. So, in the future, please call and let someone know that you're not showing up.
That's not
no matter how ragey you're feeling about it. Yeah. Or imagine how long it felt, Patrick, sitting at the table waiting for you to show up.
And how embarrassing that is, especially like we're in the middle of a pandemic, which is isolating in itself. Like, that's not a good vibe, man. You shouldn't do that to anybody, regardless of the situation.
All right, whatever you got. I don't need to be interrogated right now. You guys just play your next song.
Oh, man, okay.
All right, Patrick.
Okay, okay.
We'll let you go,
yeah,
Patrick.
Let's go.
Sick burn, Patrick.
Okay, so he's gone.
Thank God.
Farrah?
Yeah?
How we doing?
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible excuse.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, I'm still upset, but, like, wow. Sure. I really am glad I didn't waste my time on him.
Yeah, we're glad, too. You seem like a great person.
Yeah, you're lovely, and you're going to find somebody who's going to show up in so many more ways than that as well.
Yeah, if you can't handle going to the city, bro, you're way lamer than
exactly.
And Farrah, just to prove how much we like you, we're actually going to say his phone number out
loud right now.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
And there have been a few.
Oh, boy.
Haven't there?
How
haven't
people
there?
Feel,
hey,
DJ?
Guys, fun fact, our text line is really upset.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Nine, the relationship isn't worth a drive. That's wrong. She could be the best person for him, and he isn't even willing to find parking because of it. Then take the GO train, LOL.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah.
And imagine, that's a nice text, by the way.
Yeah, imagine what else he gets sassy about. Jeez Louise.
No kidding.
Problem solving, I think, is an important thing in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like if that is something that is a red flag early, it will be a red flag often.
Oh, yes.
Look, if you don't want to drive the distance, that's one thing, but, like, the part that really upset me was that you just left someone sitting there alone in the restaurant.
It's rude as hell, man.
It's so rude. And you can't just make the phone call?
No.
Like, come on.
It's your parking. I couldn't call because you're parking.
If we were to have, like, a little thought bubble or a word bubble of all the words, the two words that would come up the most is dodged and bullet.
Yes.
It's crazy. Keep your text coming. And by the way, you can watch this along with our reactions on Instagram at Virgin Radio Toronto.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Over $24 million is to be dedicated to mental health services for Ontario youth, which is really great.
We like that.
Yesterday, the provincial government said the investments will go towards hiring additional staff, increasing access to counseling, and therapy, creating new programs to help manage stress, depression, and anxiety, and address eating disorders and other challenges facing children and youth, which is really, really good news to hear. Hey, tomorrow we're going to hear new Ariana Grande. Well, if that countdown timer on her website says anything. So last week she tweeted out, I can't wait to show you my album this month. And everyone went, pardon me, because this month is this month. And then she put a timer on their website yesterday, counting down to tomorrow. And it's called Positions. And there's a clip of it on her Instagram page.
Let me just pull it up.
Are you stalling for Adam?
Yeah, I was. Let me tell you more about this, by the way.
Don't help him.
Singer's website also features a second countdown ending on October 30th, with many are hypothesizing.
You ready?
Not yet. Now I need to help. Many are hypothesizing is going to be the release of her album. I hate being the person to say this, but the second wave, it is upon us. And people are panic buying again. And this time, this is what they're buying a lot of. Okay. Outdoor fire pits. Cozy bed sheets, design forward office solutions.
Yeah.
Multi cookers and Dutch ovens.
Yep.
Dishes for the long haul. Nespresso machines, yep. Pianos, and houseplants. What do you think dishes for the long haul means?
Like good plates, good bowls. Like not just, you know, your kind of disposable ones from like Joe Fresh or IKEA or things like that, yeah.
Or the ones that, the Hercules plates that your parents still
have?
Hercules nuts. Did you never have the Hercules plates?
No, I wouldn't know what.
I had the Aladdin one.
What?
You guys, I had the Aladdin one.
Aladdin plates?
Yeah, like the cartoon plates.
Where did you get them from? Were they McDonald's that used to hand them out?
I don't know, but
it was McDonald's, yeah.
I didn't deserve a real plate at that point.
Yeah, my parents still make me eat off the Hercules plate. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
That's cool, guys. Thank you for that.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.